ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. Hey y'all, Facebook, it says it's streaming live. Welcome to today's training. Let's see if we are in the right group, in the right place. And then we'll dive in. Let's see, Future Black Life Coaches. There we go. It says we're live. So I'm going to also double check to make sure that there is no side-by-side gallery, side-by-side speaker. I don't know. Yay, I think that's what I want. Cool. If you're live here with us in Facebook, say hello. Let me know that you're here. Talk to me in the chat. I will be multitasking as per usual. So I got my phone up on, hello, Carigo Ann, how are you? I'm live on Zoom. We have some Zoomers that are scheduled to be here with us today. If not, they'll definitely be able to watch the replay. Hello, Dr. Tanisha, how are you? So you guys are welcome to join me over on Zoom at lifecoachlivestream.com. If it asks you for a password, just put in Life Coach. As I mentioned, we got a couple of Zoomers scheduled. You're fine, perfectly fine in the Facebook group as well over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. And we're going to dive in. You guys can see my screen. I want to welcome you to how to become a professionally trained, skilled Black woman Christian certified life coach. If you're in the right place or you think you are, let me see some emojis on Facebook. One of our Zoomers has already shared. She is trying to become a coach as well. So I told her she's in the right place. We are up early. It's just the perfect time to learn about our next steps, right? That vision don't sleep, child, trust me. So if you have a vision to become a coach, girl, let me know. You are here. You are putting in the time that it takes to grow that vision, and that will be rewarded. So just hold the faith, okay? So we're going to kick it off because there are 9 steps that you need to take to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Did y'all know that? I think that's why y'all are here today, right? So over the next few moments, I'm going to share what those are with you. I'm going to be your guide, and this is your guide to getting certified, that is. We're going to assess your desire to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach based on where you are. I know a lot of you show up, you've either been thinking about it, somebody told you you should become a coach, maybe you are a coach and your certificate has a little digital dust on it, but together we're going to find out if you're really doing really well or just, yeah. You know, or maybe you're doing okay, but you just need a little bit more guidance. And so with each step that I'm going to try to draw on this little wheel you see, hello, Erlene, how are you? With each step we're going to cover, it's designed to help you not to have to Google or guess your way or copy and paste your way through coaching, you know, doing what everybody else sees. Then it leads to imposter syndrome, shiny object syndrome, feeling like a fraud, maybe getting sued. Yes, coaches can get sued, but we're going to do all of this using the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Framework. Okay. And just diving into the first step is all about vision. So if you have a journal with you today, this is an engaging activity because I need you to hear from God, who's going to tell you about you, and then you put it on your journal paper, what we're diving into. I need you to have your journal out that has this same circle that you see on your screen. Y'all see, I kind of struggled trying to use Zoom's little whiteboard chart with my mouse. I'm going to try to write with it. I need y'all to write with your pens, because at the end, again, your answers are going to reveal if you're really ready for the next step. And if you are, we got some things available to you to dive further into what your next steps should be. Like if you're ready for certification, or if you need to get a lot more information, take a couple more assessments to see really where that vision, it has been shifted, where God is leading you. So step one is about vision. So our main goal, which should be here, this is so funny, I'm trying to draw with this thing. But it should be that you want to become a life coach. So I've tried to put it off to the side. Life coach. I wish I could type. I really do. This looks horrible. Feels like I am writing with my left hand. But the goal is to become a life coach. So that's what that is to the side. Right? Not just any life coach, a Black woman Christian certified life coach, right? So in order to do this, it's a part of building your legacy. It's a part of taking the next steps. It's a part of adding to the vision that you said God has given you. So if God has given you a vision and you're sitting with it this morning and you got your journal out, right? That circle in the middle of it all is your goal, the life coach, or LC, okay? And not only having the vision to become a life coach, but getting clear on what your journey as a life coach looks like. So we have about 600 plus of you guys in our Facebook group over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. Some of you are here with us in the live in the group. Some of you can join us on Zoom if you would like over at lifecoachlivestream.com. The password is life coach. And I say that because many of you, we've started a conversation in our inboxes talking about your vision. And I say, well, what's your vision? What is the vision that God has given you about becoming a coach? If you're here, hello, Rodrika. If you're here right now, type in your vision real quick. Like, what is that vision? I know some of y'all have already told me in the chat, in our inboxes, but a lot of your sister coaches need to see. What is your vision? What is the vision God has given you about getting clear on your coaching company? What that means is, what does that look like? This time next year, if you were a Black woman Christian certified life coach, what would you be doing? What time would you wake up? How many clients would you be serving? Who would you be serving? Do you have a book? Are you speaking? You got a podcast? You're traveling? What are you doing? What is that vision? What can you see for yourself as a coach? So again, remember the vision, the idea that God gave you for wanting to become a certified life coach. Think through it. Type it in the chat if you would like to share that vision. Definitely have it in your journal as a part of the pie, because that's step one of nine to filling in this chart. So let me go ahead and give you a little bit more detail on the vision. And then, hold on, y'all. I'm clicking. I knew not to do that. So let me show you what the vision should look more like. So do you know exactly that piece of story of your life that you've been through, you've overcome, you made it out successfully? You know, there was some hurt, there were some tears, some prayers, some pain, some obstacles you had to overcome. Whatever that little piece is, that usually is what you end up coaching around. Those are the types of coaching clients you attract who are exactly where you just came out of. So your clients usually look like you. So when I say, do you know exactly who you want to serve? This should give you a little bit more clarity on that vision, because along with that comes knowing exactly what you'll do with your life coach certification as a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Again, speaking, traveling, teaching, creating courses, writing books, group coaching, one-on-one, podcasts, hosting your own workshops, masterclass, webinars, workbooks. Anything you can think of under the sun is possible as a Black woman Christian certified life coach. People ask me, Dr. AJ, what can I do with my life coach certification training or my life coach certification, that actual certificate? And these are some of the things. So for example, if you want to start your own coaching company, you want to get paid, you want to charge for your coaching services, or maybe you just are a corporate girl and that's okay. You want to add coaching to your credentials. You can put your coach certification on your resume, add it to the roles that you currently serve in your corporate position, in your church, in your community. But someone's waiting on you to make that clarity. So who is it that's waiting on you? So that's what I want to see in the chat in our Facebook group. That's what I want you to be writing in your journals. Again, this is an engaging activity for you to get clear on that goal. Because I'm known for saying there is someone somewhere and they are waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. So again, who is waiting on you? Do you know exactly how you're going to help, coach, serve as a Black woman Christian certified life coach? So I've asked you several questions that I want you to consider before we move on to our second step. And if you already have some background work, for example, maybe you volunteered or served in your church, in your community, at your job, or again, maybe it goes back to that life experience on a specific topic, a specific area of your story that you've overcome, that's usually going to be your niche, your target audience, the people that are waiting on you to serve them. But these are the audiences that are going to look like those that you chose, but your story chose those audiences and vice versa. So you have to start thinking through that life story. If you're not there yet, it's okay. But I'm going to ask you in just a few moments where you are with that. Because if you're clear on that one spot, like Dr. Teresa is saying, yes, I'm in the pregnancy and postpartum state, so I will utilize this in this area. And I know Dr. Tanisha and I had a chat recently and I'm like, what's your vision? So she has a head start on that. She had her answer. And that's the same answer she shared yesterday. So getting clear on that vision, you have a head start when you get clear on that vision. That's going to give you a step further in your journey to becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Earlene is saying she sees herself doing workshops for parents, podcasts, traveling. All of that lights me up, Earlene, because all of that is fun. So when you're clear on your vision, like Dr. Tanisha, when you know where you can see yourself, like Earlene, then it makes it two steps closer, right? So you know you've been called, you know what you see, you know what God showed you, you know what you're writing in your journal, you're filling in this chart, right? You got that head start to becoming certified. So let me give you another example. If you have insight into working in, for example, youth services, you might love being a youth empowerment coach. If you are a skilled social worker, you might want to become a life skills coach. If you've been successfully married, you might make a good relationship coach. If you've mastered the single life, you might consider becoming a self-love coach. If you're really good with money, you might consider becoming a finance coach. Got good credit? You might consider becoming a credit coach. Have you run a successful six-figure business? You might become a business coach. All of our coaches that I've certified, we have about 182 Black women Christian certified life coaches on our roster as we speak. We have 600 of you guys in our future Black life coaches training group that are getting ready to dive in. That's why some of you guys showed up here today. We have a group of almost 60 of the certified coaches who have trained with me within the last few months. They meet in a private Facebook group here as well. But even if you find yourself still thinking through what type of coach you're going to be, I want to encourage you not to worry, not to stress, because in our one-day life coach certification training, we have a self-study system. It's called the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. And I give you 88 life coach specializations to choose from. 88. Like, I've sat going through this list time and time and time and time and time again, and our coaches love it, because it makes it easier to narrow down that actual title that you're going to give yourself as a coach, makes it clearer on who you're going to serve, and it enhances that vision in step one that God has given you, right? So continue to chat with me if you're here, if you're just joining, letting me know what your vision is, because we are on step one of nine. But if you're clear on your vision, if you know where God has shown you, he's calling you to, if you know where you see yourself, then that means you also have an idea of what your solution for your people could be. So, for example, as I mentioned, you've come out of something that someone is currently in, or you have some type of work or life or volunteer background or experience in that area, and you're able to now help someone else. So you've had success in that area. You're considering becoming a certified life coach in and around that area, and now you're much closer to taking the next steps on becoming certified. So if you know you want to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, talk to me in the chat real quick, because we got 8 more steps. Raise your hand and say, yes, I'm ready to be a coach. Fill me in. I'm going to fill in the rest of this pie chart. I want you to know, again, if you feel like you're not clear on your vision, or if you feel like you don't know who you want to coach around, or you don't know who you want to help, or if you're still not sure if you'll charge, or if you're not sure if you'll give away your service. Because again, some of us have chatted in the inbox and I say, you know, are you going to be a coach who charges? Are you going to charge for your coaching services? Are you going to start your own coaching company? Most of you say yes. Those are the coaches who do the best in our training. Coaches can also give away their services for free and do really well, as long as you have a backup plan for your income. But this is a passion project that you can get paid for, okay? It's a money-making ministry as well, if you want to look at it like that. But if you're not sure who could use your services, then that's when it's time to continue to get clear. Dr. Tanisha says, I'll charge, right? We talked about that. So you're going to put a price on that thing, and that's something that we cover in the training as well. Let me see. I wanted to tell you guys something else about this. So again, think back through your corporate culture, your church, your community. This is going to help you get clear on who exactly could use your skills as a coach and where to find them. You just need that certification to credential you, to put that stamp of approval. And certification is a piece of paper with a stamp of a company backing your work and your knowledge, saying, yes, she is certified. I can vouch for her. Call me. Let me tell you all about her life coach certification journey. That's what I do for my coaches. We back them all 182 plus. Somebody today is going to be 183 plus. And so I don't have a problem with, you know, standing with you to say she knows what she's doing. She's just not randomly going out and grabbing people, trying to help them in the name of coaching. We help you find your group that's full of people who can help you, okay? So make sure you continue to write in your journals, keep listening in. Because again, even if you are like some people that I do talk to who say, you know, Dr. AJ, I don't even know if I feel called to become a coach, or if I should even get certified, or should I wait till I get my life together? All the way together, whatever that looks like, before I become a coach. If you're wondering if you can really make money as a coach, all of those thoughts are normal, okay? Again, you're in the right place. I'm here to answer all of those questions if you have them. And then again, we have next steps you can take to get even further and to dive even deeper through the training that I have set up for you guys, which is the next step to getting certified. So we have a level between today and certification. You can skip that next level and go ahead and get certified. But again, if you want to keep getting clarity on your coaching, clarity on your vision, keep getting a deeper understanding for how you can become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified coach, not just certified, but you can now confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. That's the coach who charges, a coach who gets paid. Then you want to stay tuned in and jump in on what I'm going to share with you guys in just a few moments. Hey, Tamika, welcome. Shout out to Coach Dina Shambly. She's one of our newly certified coaches. We just did a podcast episode together. I'll share her episode in our Facebook group if I remember later on today. Lately, Facebook hasn't been letting me post, so we'll see what's up with that. But she did a podcast sharing her experience going through the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification self-study system. And she talks about how it was so easy for her and how she thoroughly enjoyed the training that she received with me. So these are her words. I thoroughly enjoyed the training I have received with Dr. AJ. Dr. AJ is amazing. She opened my eyes to what being a Black woman Christian certified life coach really means. She is wise beyond her years, and I am encouraged to get started coaching and helping people discover the gifts within themselves. Now that is saying a lot. Okay, so when I talk to many future Black life coaches like you guys here today, they say, you know, I see myself doing a lot. I think I've already been coaching. I'm not quite sure. Help me, Dr. AJ. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. And so when they join our training, they get their eyes open. They're like, oh my goodness, I thought I was coaching, but I realized I was just telling people what to do, sharing advice and giving my opinion. And if you know me, if you watch any of my lives, we have a hashtag that ain't coaching, sis. Coaching is not about telling people what to do, what they could have, should have, would ought to do, what you would have did if you were them, et cetera. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and fill in this circle right here. Act like this is like a little Scantron sheet. Y'all remember Scantron sheets from back in the day, right? because this is our ultimate goal, which is to become a life coach. So on your sheet, that circle should be filled in, right? We know what our goal is. It's this right here, LC, life coach. So we're going to fill in this little part two, act like that shaded in, because we got step one of nine. I feel like I'm watching my nephew color right here. So we got step one. If you're ready for step two, type ready in the chat here on Facebook. Let me know that you're ready for step two, and we'll move on to step two, which is a little bit more about the certification process. Y'all ready? All right. Spate, hey, welcome. So step one was all about the vision. Erlene says she's ready. Step two is about certification. So when you think about certification, if you haven't done research, or maybe you have and you're overwhelmed, and that's why you're here, because you're like, where do I really start? It's not that you don't know where to start. You probably are just inundated with too much information. So let me clarify it, because again, today it's all about being your guide to getting certified. Spate says she's ready. So Erlene, Spate, Dr. Tanisha, everybody else that I can't see yet, do you know exactly what you want in or from a life coach certification training? Put a yes or a no in the comments below. Y'all didn't know I had bars, did you? Do you know exactly what you want, exactly what you're looking for, exactly what you expect when you get ready to get certified? Do you know what to look for in a life coach certification training? Dr. Tanisha says yes. Put one thing that you look for in a certification training. Maybe you've already been certified and you really like something about your training. Maybe you've been certified and you're like, I feel like I'm missing something. Something just wasn't quite there. Or as Cedric the Entertainer used to say on Kings of Comedy, it just didn't quite curl. I feel like I was missing something. Put that in the chat as well. What do you expect from a certification, or what would you like to see in a certification? Because a lot of people don't know what to look for in a life coach certification process. It's something that most people don't know to consider. So what is that for you? Tell me in the comments below really quick. Y'all got to type fast. I know Facebook is on a little bit of a delay, but I got you. Okay, Spate, thank you for your honesty. She says, no, I don't know what to expect, which is clarity. Y'all remember back in the day when we knew we were about to graduate high school? I know all y'all high school graduates, we black don't crack, but we look young, but we've been out of high school for a little bit, right? I'm gonna speak for me. I graduated in 1999, okay? So at least 22 plus years ago, I've been out of high school a while, but I remember working with my high school guidance counselor who helped me start to fill out those scholarship applications and those college applications to help pay for, you know, scholarships, paid for college, but I needed to know what college I was getting ready to go to. Y'all remember that? Or is it just me? Am I by myself? Okay. So during that process, we start to create a list of things, you know, so-and-so has a good business program. So-and-so is an HBCU. That was my case. I attended Clark Atlanta University. And Mercer University. So you start looking for colleges based on, you know, their criteria. You start scouting them. You know what you're looking for, right? Erlene, thank you for your honesty. She says, I have a certification. However, I feel there is more that I need. There's always more. There's always something left out, especially when it comes to Black Christian women. We are excluded from a lot of conversations because people don't feel right talking about religion or race. Someone was in my inbox yesterday saying, you know, asking if she could join, if she joined our certification, would it matter that she's not Christian? And I just reiterated, this is for Black Christian women. That way we don't have to apologize for talking about Jesus, God, the blood, the anointing, church, shouting, Holy Spirit, covering, baptism, the word. You feel me? We don't have to hide who we are. We're tired of being excluded from conversation. So we get to pick our school of choice. We get to go by the characteristics, knowing that we won't be left out of the conversation. As a matter of fact, this school is specifically catered around us, how we like to learn, how we like to love, who we love, which is Jesus, right? We love us some Jesus. We believe in the Lord and all the things. Hello, Cynthia. How are you? Arlene says, amen. Spate says, love that. Dr. Tanisha says, listening to the question more, I would say no. Exactly. Thank you for letting me know that, Dr. Tanisha. Because when it comes to us, most life coach certification trainings, and I'm speaking from personal experience of where I was before I met Jesus, okay? But what that really means is I trained with a company for about 4 years here in Atlanta. They would fly in live and train with me for a full day. We're going to get back to those. And by we, I mean me and my company now, because I'm on my own now. I get to serve you guys specifically. But I remember sending in those trainings and just was like, it's stuff I want to say. There are things I want to do. And there are people that I really want to reach in this room. And I can't single anybody out. I had to be all inclusive. Well, this is all inclusive for the Black woman Christian community, okay? Because our conversations are different. Or like one of our coaches, Coach Vanessa says, we walk heavy, okay? We walk a little bit different. And you want to be in a space where you feel comfortable enough to let your hair down. So I made it specifically for Black women. I made it specifically for the Christian faith. We have men who I've certified. They are more of our mentors and our supporters. They are in the background waiting to jump in and help you with things like your accounting, growing your careers, making money, marketing. They're ready to help you level up after you get certified. They've gone through this training. They know me personally. I still won't let them in our overall group because our ladies have told us, if there's a man around, I'm going to shut down. It's some stuff that I won't say. It's some stuff that, you know, I'm not going to open up all the way about. That's deep. So I have to keep our community clean so our conversation can be clean and focused, and that's okay as well. And the men understand, they respect it. Like I said, they are behind the scenes. They have our back. And so we have even white future Black life coaches that want to try to come in. We have been threatened and demanded, let us in this community. But I'm like, no, this is specifically for Black Christian women because the conversation is different. So if it sounds like a place that you would love to be, type it in the comments. Talk to me real quick. My stomach is growling, reminding me that I didn't have breakfast. So we're going to move on with the conversation because having a community specifically for you to come learn what you know God has given you, taking that vision a step further, that is how you move to the next level. So when you're thinking about how you like to learn, you're also thinking about who you like to learn from. You're also thinking about your learning style. I have a degree in training and development. We learn about the basic three learning styles, and I talk about more of that in the training that I'm going to tell you about coming up in just a few moments. And so because of that, I know that some people are audio and visual, and you know, some people have to hear things more than once. All of that is perfectly fine. I am so totally comfortable with teaching and training that way because I, again, understand we learn different as Black women of faith, different age ranges, different generations, even different denominations. You got to learn how to get with us, okay? So that's why I created this environment for us. So when you think about that question again, do you know exactly what you want in or from a life coach training? These are all the things you should be thinking through. If you're crystal clear on the type of life coach certification training you need to move your business forward or moving your future forward as becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach, then you know you're going to be in the right place. You're going to love finding training that's customized specifically for you and your learning style. You're going to know that you've gained the knowledge that you need, the clarity that you need to finally make the next best decision for where you are on your journey to getting certified. And if you know what you want, then you wouldn't be here, right? You're here for clarity. You're here for conversation. If you've been searching around the internet, if you've been collecting information, if you kind of have an idea, you should have a clearer idea now, right? Of who you want to learn from, where you want to learn from, but maybe you keep telling yourself and every other training company that you called or contacted that you're waiting on God or you're praying about it. I be telling people, listen, I pray too. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, he will be in the midst. What are we praying about? Because if you prayed and you're here and there's an answer before you, what else are we asking God for? I know he say pray without ceasing. He ain't say pray the same thing over and over, right? But if you're still looking for a sign, if you're still hoping to get certified through somebody someday soon, if you've been a professional lurker, now you're a lurker of luxury because you figured out that there's a community just for you. If you have just put yourself in a holding pattern saying, oh, I'm looking into it, I'm going to add it to my 2029 goals, right? Or my 2029 budget. Listen, you know every life coach trainer. You know every company. You know the founder story from faithfully watching their videos, signing up for their emails. You've attended their events. You've joined their coaching groups. And you still haven't made a move to do what you said, God said for you to do years ago. You know that now you have a little bit more. I'm gonna give you that, a little bit more clarity on what to expect and how to get the most out of a life coach certification training. And I'm gonna share more about our life coach certification training coming up in just a moment. So what we're going to do is fill in step two, because we're super clear. Who feels like they're clearer on what to look for in a life coach certification training? We got step two covered as I do what looks like now a scratch and sniff on a little thing of perfume that you get to smell before you buy and open the packet. We're on step two. There we go. Yes, Spate said, this is my first time with life coach training. I get it, girl. Welcome to my world. I do this all day, every day. If you're new here in the group, again, welcome. I'm Dr. AJ Austin. As you can see, I'm founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, and your wonderful creator of the Future Black Life Coaches.com Facebook group that you're a part of. You may be here on Zoom. I can't see anyone on with me. I'm on Zoom. I hate trying to multitask Zoom and Facebook, so I choose Facebook. It's always great to interact with you guys and see your profiles and learn your names and talk to you. So a lot of you, about 400 of you actually, that are in our Future Black Life Coaches.com Facebook group are new. So welcome. I share a lot more of who I am, why I do this. I give you my story. I give you my step-by-step format that got me here at 100. About a month ago was at $101,716.30. And I may be, the change always throws me off. So anyway, the model that I use to train our coaches is what got me over the six-figure mark in my own company within the last few months. The same people that helped me get here, you have access to when you come train with me. I dive into all of that with the training that I'm going to share with you coming up, which again is a step in between getting certified. You can skip that step and go full into the certification. You'll have access to both. And so stick with me because I got some bonuses and surprises for you as well at the end. Space says, I'm in your other life coaches group. Girl, so yes, I'm in a lot of places. I serve because, again, I do this. This is what I do. Y'all know that song, Praise is what I do. That's my bishop, Bishop William H. Murphy III. This is what we do. This is our ministry, girl. So I do it and I love it. So welcome. So who feels like they are clearer? I need some clarity. Put clear, put clarity, put an emoji. Throw up a heart. I'll see it out the corner of my eye. Let me know that you believe that step two is complete for you. You are now clear. You, step one was your vision. We'll put a little V right here. Step two was your certification. We'll put a little ghetto C right here. And then we're going to move on to step three. Y'all ready for step three? Step three is all about collaboration. It looks a little bit like today. It looks like when you find people who are in your same space, or as we like to call it in coaching, like-minded individuals. You have your masterminds and your group of like minds, but do y'all know how good a conversation gets, especially a coaching conversation, when you get a group of sisters in Christ together in a Christian coaching community? And you collaborate and you host events together, you do documentaries together, you write books together, you speak on each other's podcasts, you host events together, you refer clients together. That's a powerful mastermind. I offer all of that in our Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System as a bonus. I give you $14,000 worth of bonuses just to help you with the collaboration process. So you're going to leave with information on how to write your first book, how to market that book, how to make money, how to become a leading coach. If I was sure my background was clear, I would try to show y'all, but I have two movie posters on my wall of me. I did a documentary earlier this year about becoming what we call a lady of legacy. When you get certified with me, it is your title. You're an official LOL or lady of legacy. And we're ladies who are building our legacy here in the earth. We're living that legacy. We're getting to build it as we live it. And we're also leaving it for the next generation. So this documentary is going down in history, literally. We won a competition here in Atlanta. We'll be featured in some upcoming events. We have a movie premiere plan. But guess what? I'm not the only one in the 182 coaches that I've certified with the documentary. We have reality TV show stars. We have another documentarian here in Atlanta. We have a new author, a new podcast host. We have a couple podcast hosts. Our very first podcast host that graduated our certification, she put out a call for guests after she got certified. She said, Dr. AJ, I want to come get certified. Then I want to relaunch my podcast. So she got certified. She invited me on the podcast. She invited her fellow Christian coaches on the podcast. She had 150 people say yes, brand new out the gate, a waiting list of 150 people. So our calling, our anointing, and our mantle as Black women Christian certified life coaches is bigger than just a life coach certification. So that's why I say you have to get clear on who you want to get trained and certified through. You need people with receipts, who has gone before you, who is doing it like you want to do it. It's not just about paying a cheap price, taking a couple clicks in a training course, and then you're done. No, this is bigger. This is God's vision. Greater than these things shall ye also do, right? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ever ask. So you got to have a big ask, right? You got to write the vision and make it plain. And that comes with that step three, which is collaboration. So it's time to collaborate. And if you don't know how to show support to other coaches, then this may not be the right environment for you, because that's what we're all about. Collaboration. And it starts in your training. I show you how to do that specifically, what to say, where to go, who to find, who to ask, how to ask them, how to get them to say yes more than once. And so what I mean is, if you don't know how to collaborate, let's think through this. And I want to hear your answer in the chat. You could be writing it in your journal as well. But when was the last time that you gave support, accountability, or positive feedback to someone in the coaching arena? You may have written an email, sent a text, made a phone call. Maybe you were their testimonial. Maybe you sent them a referral, like our coaches do all the time. Most of our latest trained coaches have been referrals. Like Spate says, I'm in your other coaching groups. So coaching groups send coaches. But when was the last time you specifically, think real quick and type it in the chat, when was the last time you personally gave support, accountability, or positive feedback to someone who you would consider your coaching colleague? You know, they may be a certified coach already. They may be a future certified coach. Let me know that in the chat really quick. And let me just tell you this, if you don't have a support system in place to first show yourself friendly, that's scripture. You know, the Bible says to show yourself friendly, you got to first be a friend. First show support, first show accountability, first show positive feedback. Because again, the Bible tells us to do that. But if you don't have a support system in place, if you feel like you could use a little help with how to show support, or if you have been like many coaches that I've talked to who say, Dr. AJ Austin, I need a me in my life. I'm also known to have had that conversation. I need somebody who shows just as much cheerleading, rah, 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 uplifting, support, positive feedback, accountability, just checking in on you. How you doing? How's your day? How can I help? What do you need? I'm the resource. I need somebody to be that for me. If that's you, talk to me in the chat real quick. Do you need that type of support from other coaches? Again, the mastermind, the like minds, the coming together, the like-minded individuals. Which one are you? Do you need support? Have you been giving support? When was the last time y'all talked to me? Because I know you're watching. So if you know how to show support to others and make them feel special, everybody says that about my training. I feel like you were just talking to me. You never left anyone out. You know, you made sure everybody got it. So I knew that I needed a me, and I needed to create a community of other me's, others that love to collaborate and help each other. Even if you used to show support back in the day, because you've seen so many people, like Facebook was known for this. Everybody was speaking pre-pandemic. You see the photo shoots and the pictures on the jets and the red bottom heels and the office background this, and you know, everybody just was glammed up head to toe with a microphone in their hand, calling themselves a coach. Some were certified, some were not. Not being certified is a dangerous environment, dangerous conversation, dangerous situation to put yourself in if you're not certified, right? Hello, Coach Lillian. Coach Lillian is one of our coaches that came live here to Atlanta from Tupelo, Mississippi, and train with us live. She says, I give support, but I need some support. I know that's right. So if you have given support like Coach Lillian and you know you need support as well, or like I just mentioned, maybe you used to show support because you would see everybody doing their thing on Facebook. Everybody was successful. So you were clapping for them, but now you tired. You like, wait a minute, Jesus, now I've been clapping a long time. So you've slacked off. You've retreated back to your own little corner of the world. I need you to talk to me in the chat. Where are you? Coach Lillian was very honest. Thank you for that answer, Coach Lillian. She's like, hey, I've been giving it, but I also need it. So we have a Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. There is a training that I've done that is a step in between getting certified. And so I'm happy to tell you about both trainings that are available. But if you're here, especially for the first time, if you're just getting acclimated, you may want to sign up for our next level training, which helps you get clarity on your coaching vision, getting a deeper understanding for how you can become that professionally trained, skilled, supported, qualified Black woman, Christian certified life coach who can confidently convert conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. Then you want to definitely stay tuned for the training opportunity we got coming up. Coach Earlene, I'm going to speak that into you because I know you've been in our crew for a minute. She says, I have given support, but I also need support. Got you. So that means that you're clear on this step right here, which is step three. Uh-oh, my little wand went away. So step three of nine, which is collaboration. So you're clear that you need yous, you need other yous in your life. You need other people with that same collaboration spirit to say, hey girl, checking in on you. So now you got your vision, your certification, you know what you're looking for. You're clear on your vision. You're clear on what to look for in the certification. Now you're clear that you need collaboration, right? You won't step four to tell you how to fill in the rest of this. Talk to me, let me know. We got a little short time left together today. Hello, April L. Jacobs, how are you? Who else feels like they need that collaboration piece? And you're clear now that you need it. Because some of us don't even realize we're missing it until we're like, oh, I got some good news, or oh, I'm having a bad day. I wish I had somebody to call for either one, for both, for somewhere in between, right? Talk to me in the chat if you are now clear that you need step three, which is that collaboration. I'm gonna tell you about step four really quickly, because it's all about charging the coins, making that cash, checks, and credit cards, right? So step four is charging. It's time to charge whatever you want, because now you know God has called you. You're clear on that vision. You have now gotten clear on where to get certified and what to look for in a certification. You know you need that collaboration. And now you want to know, if I were to do this, what would that money look like? Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Space says, I need to give more, and I need that as well. Thank you for your honesty. I like how you put that. I need to give more. So we're feeling that conviction, right? And we're like, okay, God, I know I can do better. But you'll be amazed when you give. How much the word of God is true, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, press down, shake it together, running over, and men shall give me to your bosom. And they really will when you first show yourself friendly and when you first give, start sowing those seeds, as my old pastor used to say back in the day, not Bishop Murphy, but the pastor after him, before him, can't remember, but he used to always say, have a seed in the ground, always have a seed in the ground. And you do that when you're first collaborating and showing support of your coaching colleagues, especially your Christian coaching colleagues. So we're on step four, we're talking about charging, not just charging, you know, the basic minimal fee because you're scared of making money, but charging whatever you want. Who would love to charge whatever they want as a coach? Or who here has charged whatever they wanted as a coach? Before I got certified, I had my first coaching encounter with a lady here in Atlanta. Her name was Paula. She still follows my journey to this day. She's a white lady, very friendly, very giving. She introduced me to TED Talks. I didn't know what they were back then. I fell in love with them. She coached me for free. And it was so helpful and enlightening working with her. She had this session called the Invisible Obvious. She could hear what you were saying without you saying it, which was another word for coaching. We could read in between the lines. Based on the questions that she asked you, she could help you have your own aha moment. And it was just mind-opening, eye-opening when I worked with her. Come to find out, through the grapevine, Paula charged $297 for the session she gave me for free in like 30 minutes. And I said, what? I didn't know that's the value that I was getting. And I, at that time, I was living in Douglasville, Georgia. I was commuting via train and bus and sometimes my car to Atlanta to a co-work space of like-minded individuals. I didn't have that around me in the country, so I had to go to the city. And Paula was one of those coaches that was there, opened up my mind. And when I found out her price, what she was charging, it opened my mind. And so I was like, I want to do that. When I become a coach, I didn't even know what was on my agenda, but years down the road, I got certified. And I remember thinking back to what I remember hearing Paula charge. And I was like, I'm going to charge $297 at some point. Well, here we are. I got certified in 2013. I started training and certifying coaches in 2016. Now we have a roster of 182 coaches. And at my last consultation, which I have a wait list for, I don't open up my books often. I do it sporadically throughout the year, but it's $297 for a 30-minute session with me. And for some of y'all, that's a tip. That's, you know, lunch money. Maybe you got it like that. This ain't for you. But for those of you who too hears a price like that and says, I wish, I'm believing God, I want that. It's time to charge. And you can do that as a coach. You can charge whatever you want when you're confidently converting coaching conversations to clients' cash, checks, and credit cards. When you're getting secured coaching clients to return each week, it becomes a breeze. It comes naturally to you. When you're hitting your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly sales goals, the price could scare you in the beginning, but it's possible. And I teach you how to do that in our Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. The same eye-opening moments that Paula guided me through, the same way I heard the price for the first time and set that as my future intention, I'm teaching you how to do that as well in our training. In a way that, yes, it scares you. Because who wouldn't want to charge whatever they wanted and get paid whatever they wanted? So if you've ever been told that you should charge for what you do and you wish you knew how to get paid as a coach in that type of way, if you wish that when you get paid as a coach that funds, it's a way that will fund your life, it's a way that will add that additional revenue to your current income, it can replace income, you wish you had the skills and the knowledge for how to do it. Or if you really are still unsure, if you don't really know, or if you didn't know, like I didn't know that you could get paid as a coach or that you need to learn how to do it and you want to see how other people do it because this is new news to you, child. You definitely want to hear more about our Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System to help you get that clarity we talked about on your coaching vision, help you get that deeper understanding for how to become that professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach who can now confidently convert conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards because you know how to collaborate with people and you know how to charge for that thing. Charge. So who here? It sounds good. You're getting clearer. We started with your vision. Then we went to what to look for in certification. Then we talked about what else were the steps. I'm making sure that y'all were listening because we talked about that collaboration. And now we're talking about charging. That was our step four. Who here is ready to charge as a coach as I scribble in our scratch off here? Can you see yourself charging? Can you see yourself making money as a coach? Can you see yourself at $297 per hour? You can charge more than that. You could charge less if you would like, but we empower you how to do that in our self-study system, in the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. Who here can see themselves charging? Talk to me real quick. I know Facebook is on a delay. I'm gonna put our C right here for charge. I hope y'all can read that. It don't matter because you should be taking notes too, okay? So as a quick recap, this is our overall goal to become a certified life coach. This is Life Coach, LC, right? That's here in the middle. And then how to get there is through our getting clear on our visions for step one. That's there. Certification, so getting clear on that certification, that's step two. Collaboration, step three. And then charging, step four. Anybody here ready to charge? Because I don't see no money making comments. Can y'all still hear me? Can y'all still see me? I mean, okay. Coach Lillian says, I've given so much that I don't even know when or where to charge. So we cover that in the training, Coach Lillian. And I know it's time for your refresher. You trained with us in 2016. That was so long ago. And as I mentioned, I went from the training that you learned, which was someone else's training, to making a training my own from scratch, specifically for Black women of faith, specifically for Black Christian women, specifically for Black Christian women who wants to turn their ministry into money. And so we dive into what that looks like by helping you put a price on your coaching services based on the technique we share in the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. So I guess you're the only one here to want to get paid, Coach Lillian. I feel you. Let's talk about step five, which is collaboration. Erlene says, I'm ready to charge. I need a change. Okay, you need a change and you need more than change, right? What's that TikTok? My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds. I don't know if y'all are a TikToker like me. I love TikTok. It got me through the pandemic. So that's that little trending song talking about we want money that folds. We don't want money that jiggle, which is change. So it's time to get that folded money. So let's move from money to characteristics because not only is, and this is step five of nine, not only is it time to collaborate and going back to that collaboration, if you don't know how to show support, then what is you really doing when it comes to like, well, who's going to show me support? You know what I'm saying? So let's see what that looks like. So I'm going to teach you real quick. Let me find it here on my screen. We're going to go from talking about charging and those collaborations, getting back to who talking to me. Space says, I'm here and ready, but also cooking breakfast with my babies. I know that's right. Feed them babies. Feed our nieces and nephews. We got so many of them in our coaching community. I'm used to seeing y'all here on Zoom and they'll usually run up to the screen and I get to meet them. So we got family all over the world. So feed them babies. So, and thank you for multitasking, mama. I know how it is. We get a lot of mama. Some of y'all be yelling on off mute in my ear. I get it. So we talked about that collaboration piece. We talked about charging. We talked about getting clarity on your vision. We talked about the certification piece. And so I've been asking you a series of questions about that vision you say God gave you for becoming a professionally trained, skilled Black woman, Christian certified life coach who can confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash checks, and credit cards. And so if you've really been thinking through these questions, like I know you guys have, y'all have been talking to me a little bit, but have you been journaling too? Have you been filling in your pie chart too? Because this means that you have gotten clearer on your call to coach. You've started to assess your skills, or as Dr. Tanisha mentioned earlier, thinking back through it, maybe I don't know what to look for in a certification. You know, this is getting you clearer. Or if you're like Spate, who says, you know, I'm new to this. And I'm like, I'm true to this. Let me fill you in, sis. This is where we are in that coaching conversation. So if you've answered these questions in your head or here on the chat or in your journal, then this means that you've assessed your call to coach. You've thought through the process, you've gotten clearer. And along with that clarity of your coaching vision and your call to coaching are also things like coaching qualities, coaching characteristics, coaching categories. I iterate the C's a lot because it helps me to remember the things that you need to become a Black woman coach, okay? And so now you know that you're ready to become a confident Black woman Christian certified life coach. So now it's time to see if you're qualified. If you're ready to see if you qualify to coach, talk to me real quick, put ready in the chat if you're not multitasking like Spate, or even if you are, girl, put that oven or that stove on low and tell me, I'm ready, okay? Let's see if you qualify to coach, okay? So if you've been calling yourself a coach, or if you've been thinking about it without a certification, you may have also been struggling to get people, including your family, your friends, your churchmates, your colleagues, to pay you. If you've ever tried to help someone for free and they want to thank you with a piece of candy or a cup of coffee, and you're like, oh, I need to be getting paid for this. If you are there and you're currently not sure if you'll ever be able to take this leap of faith into your coaching future, it's time out. I want to tell you what it's time out for, though. It's time out for letting people pick your brain for free. It's time out for bartering your time for that cup of coffee or that piece of candy or exposure, as people love to say. Stop bartering your time, your service, your skills for free exposure. It's time for you to take time out from people getting successful off of things that you've helped them do for free. How many can relate to that? We've had coaches I've trained who are like, listen, I help people. They don't thank me. They don't come back and treat me to lunch. They never mention my name. They go, they blow up. And it's like, we never met before. That's because you didn't have a system in place for how to charge them, how to stay in touch with them, how to get that testimonial, that clout for bigging them up, and how to go repeat that process for the next person and get that person to send you somebody else as well. So if becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach has been on your heart for a while, or maybe even for a few years, I talk to coaches who have been following my journey for years, and they're like, I've been wanting to do this. And especially if people keep telling you to do this, and God keeps telling you to do this because you feel that tug on your heart and in your spirit, but you've ignored it, then I want to invite you to come learn what it takes to live the life coach lifestyle, okay? The Christian coaching lifestyle you've always imagined yourself doing. That's why I asked you our very first step. Hey, Kenya, our very first step was, what's your vision? So you've been imagining this for a while, and it's time to take that next step, learning how to live that coaching lifestyle. It's time to become that professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman, Christian, certified life coach who can confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. And we had a coach. We've had several coaches who have been certified already come train with us. Again, what I'm about to share with you is our step in between certification. You can skip this next step if you want to, because it comes as a bonus in our training as well. And you can go right to the certification if you feel like you're ready. But we had a coach Sharika Dixon, who came, and you guys will meet her in our private Facebook group once you become a Lady of Legacy. And she says, I learned more by doing the activities within the videos that are included in the training. And my greatest takeaway from the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System is I can't name just one takeaway. She said that it was so informational that she don't know where to start because it's a wonderful training. And while, yes, that makes my heart happy, I didn't tell her to say this. This was like her telling you about her experience in getting certified as a coach, no longer having to figure things out on her own. And I love that so much. Now, I got a question for you, because I've been asking y'all a lot of questions. So we've assessed kind of where you are and what those characteristics look like. Do you feel like you're qualified to coach? Do you feel like you're qualified to get certified to coach? Talk to me real quick in the comments and let me know. Talk to me. Let me see if I can see y'all's comments. We just went through step five in this. We're right at the top of the hour. Feel free to hang out with me if you would like, if you're curious about what the rest of these steps are, because we just went through another C, which is characteristics, to see if you are qualified. So everything we've talked about up to this point was helping you to assess your skills with becoming a coach and telling me if you feel like you're qualified to coach, if you feel like you're qualified to even get certified. So who here feels like they're qualified to get certified to coach? Now that you know about your vision and clarity on that, clarity on what to look for in a certification, clarity on collaborating, clarity on what to charge, clarity on characteristics. Arlene says, I do feel as if I'm qualified. I got to do it like, you know, yeah, we bougie with it. I know that's right. Because you are qualified, especially if you know you're called and you've been chosen for such a time as this. So let me show you what a coaching conversation looks like, especially if you're not familiar with how to successfully carry out a coaching conversation now that you know you're qualified. Because becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach is all about successfully conducting a life coaching session down to the second. It's not about guessing. It's not about Googling your way through life coaching. It's not about copying and pasting what you think you see people do online. It's about you having a system for how to confidently take what you used to do for free, convert it into a coaching conversation that leads to continuous coaching contracts and clients, okay? That's where the checks, credit cards, cash comes into play, okay? Being a certified life coach and having a lucrative coaching conversation every time you talk to someone so that you're no longer helping for free or bartering or giving away your services, it's all about maintaining a repeatable payment process, how people can pay you. We just talked about charging. That was one of our C's. It's also about meeting your ideal number of coaching clients each week, keeping your roster rotating. One of our newly certified coaches, Coach Andrea Stone, she's here in the group with us. Her first 2 weeks out of training, she made $3,000. She had 20 coaching conversations. She secured 8 of those as clients, and she closed her coaching books for a short time while she worked with those clients. She was like, I can't believe I just did that. Look at me, a new coach closing my books. And in my documentary, Coach Andrea is featured telling you more about that process, and that's featured in the training that I'm telling you about in just a moment. But when you meet your ideal number of coaching clients every week, you're going to start superseding those set sales goals each month. Because yes, you're going to continue to write the vision that God has given you about making money in your coaching company. And you're going to make sure you're meeting those numbers. It's going to show up in the form of numbers. It's going to manifest. Coaching conversations is all about coaching your ideal coaching clients through breakthroughs, through transformations, through ahas within a specific time frame. Again, you're not guessing, you're not Googling, you're not going over time, and you're not trying to be anybody else other than you. And it works every time because you've got a repeatable system. So if you're not sure how a coaching conversation flows or supposed to flow, or if you get nervous when you think about asking people that you've already helped or you've already ministered to, you get nervous when it comes to asking them for money, or you're tired again of being paid in food and coffee and gift cards in exchange for your coaching services. If you're tired of giving so much of your time listening to other people's problems and then trying to help them quote unquote fix their life, only to get maybe a thank you, or they never even do what you told them to do, or maybe people keep coming to you all day long with their drama, but they do what you say. They finally make it out of the hood. And again, they don't come back to you. They forget you exist. They never offer to pay you. They have come and did what we call dumped all the issues all over you. It don't have to be that way. You just have to decide, okay, I'm ready. Enough is enough. Like Earlene said earlier, I'm ready for a change. And that's what you get in our Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. When you get clarity on your coaching vision, you get a deeper understanding of how to use what we just talked about, plus what we got coming up, as a professionally trained, skilled Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach who is qualified. You said you're qualified, right? Now you're qualified to confidently convert those coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. And that's one of our steps as we get closer and closer to wrapping up our time here together. So let me fill you in literally here on our charts with step, what is this, six? Yes, step six of our nine steps. So now you told me you are qualified. We're going to put a Q. You are qualified. So now we got vision, we got certification, we're clear on both of those, clear on collaboration, we're clear on what to charge, we're clear on actually charging with those characteristics, and we're clear on what we qualify to do, right? If you feel qualified, if you feel called, if you feel chosen, if you feel ready, talk to me in the comments. Put one of those in there. Did I just say it? Let me see if you're listening as you're multitasking, okay? Because our next step is all about converting. And this is where you take that coaching conversation that you're so skilled at and you convert it over to money, to your bank account, to a shopping spree, to breakfast on someone else, or to you treating someone else to breakfast. Let's talk about, hey, Crystal, let's talk about confidently converting coaching conversations, AKA ministry, marketing, and monetization. Yay! If you like any of those M's, put it in the comments. Which of those M's resonate with you? Ministry, marketing, and monetization are all of them. You can put all of them in the chat too. Talk to me. Have you mastered the skill of those paid coffee chats we talked about? Have you had enough pick your brain sessions? Are you secure on how to serve and sell your skills in your sleep and get paid well for it? Do you think you're ready, or kind of? You're ready to kind of cut down on giving away your services for free, but people still gonna ask you to do it for free. And you're gonna be like, child, I got a process for that now. Because if you're tired of that free help, free advice, you're tired of answering the same questions. I remember when people kept asking me questions, I put it in a book. Yeah, pay me. Buy me lunch. If you're tired of it, you're tired of giving away what you know for free all of the time. Earlene says all of them. I know that's right. If you've never been paid, or you wouldn't even know what to charge, but you wish, or you could kind of imagine, now that we've talked about it a little bit, you wish you could, or you know how, you wish you knew how to charge, like was said earlier, and you're wondering, you know, who would pay me though? Where would they pay me? How much would they pay me? Where would they sign up? Who would have a budget for this? Because outside of church, outside of your corporate culture, outside of your community, nobody really knows who you are. I invite you to join us in the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System and keep getting that clarity on that coaching vision, that deeper understanding for how you can become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach who can confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. All right. I'm just saying. So I told you guys about Coach Andrea recently, and she wrote us a testimonial, and she said, Dr. AJ, I've had 20 discovery calls. I just told y'all about that. She said, I've secured 8 clients. I told y'all about that. And she says, and one of them is a teen. So for those of you who are in youth services, or you're like, I want teen coaching clients, it blew Coach Andrea away that she could secure a teen coaching client. She said, I made over $3,000 in 2 weeks. Who does that? God did. That's what she said. That's what she put in her testimonial that you can see on our website. She said, it's amazing, with exclamation points. I just can't say anything more than that. Amazing. My journey has been amazing. Thank you, Coach Andrea. If you watch the replay, we're so proud of you. Hello, Dion. So in our next step, let's talk about call. Because after that, we'll only have one more step and then we'll wrap up. Because when it comes to coaching, not only does the money sound good when you get to charge, not only does it sound good to collaborate, to connect, to know you're qualified, to know your vision, to know where to go to collaborate, where to go to get certified, you know, and what your next step should be, you know you're ready. So we're going to go on and fill this in because you said you're ready. You said you qualified. Said you got the characteristics. And even if you feel like you can't all the way fill in this entire chart, that is more than okay. Again, that's why I'm here with you. And that's why we've been talking up to this point about everything it takes to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified, certified life coach who can convert those coaching conversations. That was our last C, which was convert. So let me fill that in for us right here. Convert. So recap, we got our clarity of vision, clarity of certification, clarity of collaboration, clarity of charging, clarity of characteristics, clarity of qualities, and now clarity of converting, how to convert a coaching conversation. You got to know how to do it for you to get paid consistently as a coach. Now we're talking about call. So real quick, talk to me. Do you have the ability in your current network to reach out to a group of people? Not just one, maybe one could be your group or your crew, but a group, like a group chat, group text, direct message, DM or email. Like, do you have a solid circle of support that includes at least 3 to 5 true coaching colleagues, business besties? Like, you wouldn't trade them for the world. Y'all met at a time when you needed each other. You've been through some stuff. They care enough about the vision God has given you as a coach to ask you questions about your journey and to sit and listen to the answer without interjecting, being judgmental, or being biased. But it's a solid circle of coaching, Christian coaching support. Thank you, Spate. She says no. That was easy to type, right? Most of our new coaches don't. You come in with a vision and a dream, you get clear on that dream, and now you want to make sure the dream thrives. You want to make sure you stay in a circle of collaboration, of support. You want to make sure that you have a group of business besties that you could share your big coaching business goals, those coaching business aha moments, those coaching business with child. Y'all can see I personally witnessed that, right? Because if your dreams and your visions for Christian-based, Christ-led coaching as a company, as your company, if you have that vision, you have this dream, you have this vision as a Christian-based coach where you can share your religion. Another future Black life coach I talked to, she said she's also in counseling as far as like she serves in counseling. So she's a counselor, but she's been flagged, if you will, for talking about her religion in her sessions. So we train and certify a lot of counselors because they want to step outside the box of counseling, get into coaching, which is more global than restricted to your state licensure. And you're free to talk about really whatever you want to. People talk about a lot of stuff in coaching, okay? But we're a Christian-based, Christ-led coaching company teaching you how to take your dream and your vision for your Christian-based, Christ-led company and knowing that your clients can pray with you. They can connect with you. They can collaborate with you. They will celebrate with you. They will cheer you on to greater success. But you also have a Christian coaching community of other Christian coaches who are running their Christ-based, Christ-led, Bible-based coaching companies. They're in your inbox. They're in a private Facebook group. They're praying for you. They're praying with you. They're connecting with you. They're collaborating with you. They're celebrating you. And they are cheering you on to that success because they've been there, or they're currently there, or they're getting ready to come there. Because once you get certified and become a Lady of Legacy with us, you then become a mentor for future coaches. They're going to call on you like, hey, when you got to this part of the training, then what? What you working on right now? You know, I teach you how to do that in the inbox. So where it's solid, it's not fake. It's not phony. It's not just to get something out of anybody. It's a group of coaches coming together to support each other out of love because they know what it's like. Yes, babe, that support and that accountability. So if you don't have someone that you can call who is a coaching colleague, remember we talked about collaboration where you're checking on someone else, you're supporting someone else, you're giving someone else that positive feedback. If you need that circle of coaching colleagues to check in on, you're ready for your next step with us. Because I'm sad to see that most people don't have a group of coaches, or, you know, they may be uncertified coaching, quote unquote, colleagues that they may can reach out to sometimes and check in on them, but they can't share too much information with them because they're often too busy, or they send you a calendar link to, all of that bothers me. Or you're like a lot of ladies who are really scared to open up to anyone outside of yourself as a future Black life coach, because you're scared they'll steal your ideas or they'll try to compete with you. And many of them will. A lot of people in this game have no shame with taking your ideas. People have done it to me, which is why I'm here creating a community of collaboration. We don't have to steal. My vision ain't gonna work for you. Your vision ain't gonna work for me. We don't have to compete. Only person we're competing with is that person who just wrote that vision. Now it's time to get it done so we can go back and cross off our goal sheet that we met the goal for the day, the week, et cetera. And if you found your place in a repeated cycle where this does keep happening to you, though, you keep missing the mark, you really can't find your crew, because that's kind of how it's always been. So, you know, that's just how it is, whatever, you know, church folk too, you know, it's time out for that. God did not give us a spirit of fear. You don't have to ball up in a ball and go hide in the corner. Lillian says, yes, they will. It's out there, but you can't let yourself get boggled down with that. So that's why you have to collaborate. Surround yourself with a Christian coaching community of other like-minded women who too are building their Christ-led, Christian-based, Bible-led. That means we're held to a different standard. We're held to biblical principles. I even give you a Christian coaching promise in our training. If you just have been keeping to yourself and trying not to ask anybody for anything because you don't want to bother anybody, or because you know everybody's not going to be happy for you, or you already feel like you're all by yourself and lonely on this journey, child, I extend the invitation for you to join us in the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification System. Become a lady of legacy as you continue to get clarity about your vision, as you continue to grow that deeper understanding, see people who are also on this journey with you doing it, and you're all together in a Christian coaching community and a circle of support of Black women who are praying together and who are showing up and confidently converting those coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. Like Coach Helen, I thought she would be on with us today. Coach Helen is one of our new coaches. We have an option to pay through PayPal. And when she joined, she didn't know what PayPal was. I think she's in California. Not sure. Always mix up the states. We have coaches all over the world. But when she reached out, she's like, I don't know what PayPal is, but I'm going to go find out. She went and started her PayPal account. She signed up for the program. She took care of her payment. She breezed through the training. She is now one of our testimonials. And she says, I'm confident I can do this because basically I've been doing it already, but I learned more here. So shouts out to Coach Helen. I tell her all the time how proud I am of her journey. And she had family and friends watching her, you know, so she had a reason to keep going, to keep getting cheered on. And now she's a part of our Ladies of Legacy coaching community. So this is our, let's see. That is our call. That is our other C that you want to fill in. Who here feels like they're ready to have a coaching community of support? Let me know. Talk to me in the comments while I try to find myself on Zoom here again to fill in. Fill in what should be number 8. I might have missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, 8. We got one more and then we're going to wrap up our time together. Who here feels like they are ready for that call to be able to call out to other coaches? That's our C. Talk to me while I recap, and then I'm filling this last step of our 9 steps to becoming our life coach here. I'm so proud of my drawing, y'all. Step 1, recapping, is all about your vision. You should be so much clearer on the vision God gave you by now since our time here today. You should have more of a checklist for what to look for is in your certification training, knowing where to go, because there is a community that has been created specifically for you, Black woman. You should know the importance of collaboration and how it works to your benefit. You should know that you can charge whatever you like, or as T.I. says, you can charge whatever you like. That's the Christian remix. You should know the types of characteristics in a coach, because we've talked about that and being qualified and called to coach. You should know a little bit more about how the coaching conversation flows when you have a system in place. You know a little bit more about converting those coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. And then you know that when you're ready, when it's your time, you can call out to a circle of support and get this final step, which is all about connection. Coach Lillian says, I just needed to invest in myself. You do. And I love that you brought a friend to the training back in 2016, Coach Lillian. You've referred people since then. You're still in our community. And I want more Coach Lillians who were so impressed with the trainings that you jump back in, you dust the whatever you got on your shoulder off because you ain't been, you know, doing what you really want to do, or you've been looking for the right community. I want to invite you to connect. Because if you don't have access to a Christian coaching community, now is the time to reach out and connect with permission. You know, you want to get to the point where you have an inbox, whether it's Facebook Messenger or whether it's like your Gmail or whatever you use. You want your inbox to be full of reciprocal love and support. And it's that same love and support that you gave. Remember, we talked about sowing the seed, having seed in the ground. You want to start receiving those encouraging messages that you have also sent out. You want to be consistent with it, because y'all know it's easy to start some and stop. You want to know, you know, that you got some people to lean back on with. You know, as Fat Joe say, lean back. We're leaning together, okay? So if you don't have a Christian coaching community and you're used to doing things on your own, because you found that support is really rare, let me fill you in on step number 9, which is right here. And I want to tell you guys, okay, so this today is all about the 9 steps to becoming a professionally trained, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Remember, we started out with that. That's our goal, to learn what it takes to become a life coach. Now we know what that is. We know what it takes. What questions can you ask me? Someone asked me at least one question. For those of you here, what's one question that you have for me right now about anything that we've talked about up to this point today? Any questions? Better type fast now. What questions do you have? Because what I'm going to do is pin in the comments where you can go join the next level of this presentation, this training, and it's only $97. And I'm doing it for this price. Our typical training is $2,997. For those of you who are wondering, the one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System is $2,997. Yes, we have payment arrangements, but I put a step in between just in case you didn't show up with your credit card today. And what it is our opportunity to spend longer than we've had today to dive into each of these 9 steps. I'm going to show you coaches, you're going to hear their stories, and you're going to get to see that if you've been wanting to start your own life coach certification company or your life coaching company by getting certified, then you want to make sure you're doing it right. So you're going to get to see those next steps. So if you showed up today feeling like, you know, you need permission to call yourself a coach or tell others that you're a coach, you want to get certified, you want to charge money for the skill of coaching and ultimately change lives at a deeper level in a bigger way than you've been doing, then we know that you're called, right? You may, again, like Coach Lillian, be already certified as a coach, but your certificate, Coach Lillian, you've been using that certificate. If not, it's okay. If your certificate has been collecting digital dust, you're in the right place. One thing that I love sharing is that life coaching is a $24 billion business, and that's according to a statistic from medium.com. But despite that statistic, it's so much misinformation, so much miseducation for Black women of the Christian faith. Remember, I said our training is specifically for you, by you, boo-boo, because you want to become trained professionally. You want to become skilled. You want to become qualified. You want to become a certified life coach, but you still really don't know what life coach certification actually looks like. This next step training is designed to teach you that. And I pinned it in the comments, our $97 version, diving deeper into this training, because I know many of you have already been researching, you've been following other coaches, you've been doing this online long enough. You can finally stop calling, stop emailing around all of these life coach training companies trying to get more information. I know, because I have a separate 800 number just for it, and I get the voicemails and the calls asking just more information questions. This next step is your more information. I pinned, it actually goes straight to PayPal. It's paypal.me/AJA/97. It's going to pull up a little PayPal link. You click it. I'm going to send you the training. We did a 5-part training recently. It's going to give you permission to finally cut it out with attempting to coach on your own, because you know something just don't feel right about it. And according to, it's a site called Zapia.com, Black women make up 9.2% of the life coaching industry. It's not enough. So we do need more coaches, but we need more educated coaches. And Google searches like how to become a life coach and a Black life coach. Uh-oh, my Google coming up. Go away. But all of these searches are coming up. And they've drastically increased, although there's on average about 50,000 life coaches on record of being trained worldwide. But that's thanks to that readily information out there. Majority of these coaches are not charging. They're not making money. They don't know what you just learned during today's training. So according to the hundreds of calls I've received over the years, this is mainly due to misinformation. So I wanted to show up today to give you some good information. Hey, Cynthia, I want to give you an opportunity to ask me questions. If you have any here, go ahead and put them in the comments below. If you're ready to jump into the next step training, click the link that's pinned at paypal.me/AJA/97. That's our $97 training. It's going to help you dive even deeper. You're going to put together the missing links. It's very good if you've already been certified to take this $97 training, because some people who have been certified, you'll hear them on the training say, oh my goodness, that was the missing piece. You know, having thought that, yeah, there has to be more, right? So the other problem I had with the statistic that's out there about Black women in coaching is that when your future client, you know, people who are going to look like, remember we started out with your vision and who you feel like you're going to be called to serve. When those people show up to Google and they type your specialty or what your type of specialty should be as a coach, when they type it into Google in that search bar, your name isn't coming up. Why is that? It's not coming up in the search results, even if you've already been calling yourself a coach or trying to put yourself out there. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to find, you don't know where to find your people, but your people don't know where to find you. It's time out for that. So I'm going to teach you how to dive into that. We do that in our self-study system. But there's a reason, you know, you go out and you find information that magically appears on your timeline. You know, you may even start seeing ads for coaching programs now, but you know where to go to get that specific training. Okay. Welcome back, Dr. Tanisha. And so this is not one of those disappear, fly by night, get your money, then I'm gone, meet my sales quota type things. None of that. Coach Lillian can tell you, I've been around for a minute. I'm gonna be here, okay? This pays my bills. So I'm also building my coaching company alongside of yours. And so I have taken into consideration the fact that, again, you're a future Black woman, Christian certified life coach who learns differently. You know, our skin, our story, our struggle, our success, it hits different, right? And so it's hard to learn from and teach somebody who does not look like you, because people who don't look like you, who haven't been what you've been through, they don't get it and they never will. Some of them don't even try to. So that's why I created our coaching community in this 5-day masterclass that you can get by clicking the link at paypal.me/AJA/97, because that fills in our number 9 step for how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified, Black woman, Christian certified life coach. Are there any questions? Now is the best time to put your questions in the comments. We have like a few seconds left together. I want to answer any questions you have about anything that we've gone through throughout today's training and about coming to join us as a future Black life coach. What questions do you have? Go ahead and post them in the comments below. I'm looking. I think I'm going to leave this replay up in our group as well, just in case we went through some things that you may have missed, or maybe some of your future coaching colleagues missed. Are there any questions before we go? Let me know. I hope y'all typing fast. Let me just re-scroll through. Sometimes when I do this, Facebook trips out on me and it goes crazy. So let's see. Okay, so I think I got all of the comments from earlier. I wanted to give you guys a chance to ask me any questions while I was here. You can also come back to this replay and post questions if you think about it. If you go back and watch the replay and you get a question, just post it in the comments here. I will leave it in Facebook in our group so that you can ask later if you have questions. I'm going to do a countdown of any questions because that's all I got for today. We filled in our 9 steps that it takes. You know what to do. You know where to find me. I'm also available for a quick chat in the inbox if you need it, but I'm going to direct you to our training. I'm going to go backwards from 9 to 1, knowing that you now know how to connect. You now know how to call out. You now know how to convert. You also know how to have a coaching conversation as far as the flow and what it should look like, those characteristics you need to qualify to call yourself a coach, what to charge and how to charge and what it could look like, how to collaborate, how to get certified, where to get certified, what to look for in your certification that matches the vision that God has given you for your coaching company. Final call for questions. Are there any questions? Because my neighbor is texting me. She has a plant. I'm a plant mom. I have more plants than I need. I overlove them with water and they usually die, but she's going to give me a plant and she knows this. So I'm going to go get my plant from my neighbor. She's sending me a message after we wrap up here. If you have questions, feel free to post them in the comments below. I will go ahead and give you back the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join me here today for How to Become a Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach and the 9 steps that it takes to come train with me. So there should be no question. Our next step training is over at www.paypal.me/AJA/97. It's pinned in the comments. Write it down, copy and paste it, go get the training. I'll send it to you. It's 5 parts and it'll help you dive deeper into what your vision should look like as a coach and how to solidify it with certification. Again, I'm Dr. AJ Austin. Again, I dive more into my story in this 5-day training that you'll get as your next steps. Until we meet again, my friends, remember, there is someone somewhere. They are waiting on you now that you're more educated in these 9 steps on how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. They're waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs, because it's when you let your own light shine that you give others permission to do the same. And when you impact just one life as a Black woman Christian certified life coach, you're impacting generations. I hope you guys have a phenomenal rest of your day. I'll see you in our next training. God bless. Bye, future Black life coaches. Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.